I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The meeting is now called order. In line with the Borough Seacrest longstanding policy of open government and compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Adam Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. And Mayor, you may call the roll.
Great. Good evening, everybody. Councilmember Virgil? Booker? Kevon?
Here.
Keeler? Lamia? Lexine?
Here.
And your folks here. All right, first up, remarks from the audience. Does anybody like to be heard? Please state your name and your address and your 3 minutes to comment.
Mark Anderson, 87.
I'm sorry, Mark Anderson's going first, okay?
If I may indulge you for a minute, sir, thank you. Yes, sir.
It's not letting me mute anyone.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And one for the record.
Thank you.
Council, once again, we appear in front of you to discuss your failed elevation project at 8 Center Street. Many of you were not council members when this project started, but many of you have been involved in decisions regarding its resolution. Likely, these discussions represented only the engineering firm and the borough's legal counsel's points of view, not ours. By a chance meeting with Mayor Kelly at the 7-Eleven, left me in shock as the mayor defended the borough's position by saying the borough simply facilitated the grant process. This is so far from the truth. Simple facts are that the borough took over our project in its entirety, taking on full responsibility for its completion and its quality. This action to change how the grant would be executed was completely different from our original discussions with FEMA, the NJOEM, and the borough's administrator. As a matter of fact, the contract that we initially signed with the borough was substantially modified by the reallocation of over $50,000 at the recommendation of TNM and Jacqueline Floor. This modification was done without our knowledge or consent. When we found out from Jacqueline Floor about these changes she made to our contract, we stated that there will not be enough money to adequately complete this project after reallocating almost 40% of the funds to engineering and architectural services. She replied this was the only way the project was going to be done and we could take it or leave it. I said that we should resubmit the grant and wait for next year's window, tell the state that we had made a mistake and submit again. She stated adamantly that the state OEM would not take a resubmission and that we would lose our ability to get this grant. This was the beginning of many failures that have been sued due to her actions. Later, Kathy here told us that none of this was true. They would have happily taken a resubmission. None of this had to go down this way. Over time, the borough and its professionals have created a narrative that attempts to frame us as a problem. Sadly, I think that many of you on the council are people in forums influenced by the same buy into this. So the mayor promised me he would look into this, and I haven't heard back from him, nor did I expect to. I'm hoping that I can start to dispel that the borough simply facilitated our project. So I asked the council to look at what the borough and its vendors are responsible for and just do the right thing. Forgive my naivete, but as a child, I learned that the main tenet of municipal governments was to service their communities and the improvement thereof. It seems the borough is only interested about community when it fits their needs. There's much espousal by council members about making improvements to the community, changes and things that will improve the lives of residents, all this while burying their neighbors at 8 Center Street. Your true legacies are not buildings and roadways, but what you've done to ensure the well-being of your constituents. Professionals in the borough does business with are just that, professionals. They're not politicians nor community members for the most part. They're business people looking to make a profit and for the most part, unable to compete in a world where they choose to work with governments. So again, I ask the council to look at what the borough and the vendors are responsible for and to just do the right thing. This is ridiculous, guys. This is 12 years. You've destroyed our lives. We live in a house that's falling in. I've heard talk from other council members that you, you know, you've run the gamut of things of throwing us out of our home. I passed my 3 minutes. Am I? I think I'm good, right? Throwing us out of our home.
You're at 3 minutes.
What?
You're at 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, then I will relinquish to my own. Also, I'd like to state that you let people go on, you know, 24 minutes at a time.
Lori Calabrese, Anderson, 8th Center Street. After receiving notification of the award on December 15, 2010, that's right, December 15, 2010, we signed the grant along with Mayor Fernandez. Upon signing the grant based on our accepted application, we were confident that there was an excess of funds and that monies could be returned to FEMA. That same day, Marianne Smeltzer, the borough administrator, sent the following email to T&M Associates. Jackie, attached, fine grant agreement, which we received on Monday, 12/13/2010. This agreement is currently in attorney review. Since our contact with Tetra Tech is now complete, I am asking you to provide a proposal for engineering services that will be necessary to see this project through to completion. If you need to review my file, please make an appointment to come and do so. The grant application indicates that the borough will review the progress and invoices as well as the following. The borough of Seabright is committed to support the implementation of this activity. It is important to note that the borough administrator has been active in the development of this grant project and is knowledgeable with all aspects of the project. The borough administrator staff will provide adequate resources to oversee the grant administration by securing funding for the project and providing guidance to the homeowner as they manage the project. The borough administrator and the homeowner have executed a consultation agreement summarizing the disclosure on the project. Upon receiving notification of grant funding for this project, the borough administrator will initiate a memorandum of understanding and agreement with the property owner to ensure expectations and milestones are met and to ensure accountability in the expenditure of funds. The agreement will specify the roles and responsibilities of both the property owner and the borough of Seabright, the amount of funding available, costs that are eligible and ineligible for reimbursement under the grant, and specific dates under which the grant funding is available. The property owner must sign a statement stating that they will not convert the areas below the lowest floor to livable space, blah, blah, blah. The agreement will also specify that the property owner must hire experts. We must hire the experts to prepare all needed construction drawings, must obtain all necessary permits and pre-project review approval, including permits, and must hire and oversee, even though we were thrown out of our own property, the contractors that conduct the work. The property owner must also agree to maintain a flood insurance policy, which we have since we moved in 2006, Throughout the process, the Borough of Seabright Administrator will remain available to provide technical assistance to support the project process and will provide staff to manage the grant and submit all necessary progress reports and billings. The purpose of this project will elevate the structure 2 feet above the BFE, and it will be physically implemented as follows. To accomplish this elevation, the existing porches and 120 square foot of the slab-based portion of the structure will be demolished. Utility services will be disconnected and the main structure will then be raised and placed on cribbings for support. The existing foundation and crawl space will be demolished and backfilled, then helical pilings, which we never received because it took too much money and there was not enough, would be driven into the ground. On top of the piling, cement footings would be poured, a block and rebar wall would be built on top of the footings to an 8 feet above grade or 2 feet above BFE, as per municipal regulations. But we all know that the house wasn't high enough in the first place because that was incorrect. Block walls will be built adhering to local building codes for construction and flood ventilation, and a slab will be poured within the block walls. And we all see on our video that cement was not poured. They left us with empty cement blocks. Damage to the floor joists and sills would be repaired. They were not repaired. The house would then be lowered on this new foundation and secure with hurricane strapping. Hurricane strapping was done incorrectly. The previously damaged portion of the home along with the porches and the roofs will be reconstructed. Reconfigured egresses would be finished along the stairwells. Mechanical services and equipment will be also relocated. We have one staircase. We had three. And reconnected. Outside, the grade and landscaping would be restored and the block wall finished with plaster to be aesthetically pleasing. That's a joke. Conforming with neighboring homes.
Excuse me, ma'am. You have to explain that.
Of course. And local building codes. And there's nothing aesthetically pleasing about my house. I actually lost money. And 2010. You know.
Anybody else?
I'm online. I'd like to say something.
Hi, yo. Who spoke before?
This is John Schwartz.
Hi, John. Do you mind letting Joe John go first?
Yeah, of course.
Hi, John. What is your address?
24 Longview Ave. I wanted to say two things, but after hearing that, I'd like to. I actually only had one thing, but now I have two. Because I tried to help that couple in settling this. And when I went up to them in it, and we know that T&M offered $87,000 to fix their house, and they didn't want anything to do with it. They said it's more like $110,000. I said, well, if I can talk to the council and T&M and get you the $110,000 and get your house finished, we can move on. And they weren't interested in that. So I just wanted to say that I appreciate the job that the council
hey, John.
Everybody in the borough hall.
That's a lot.
John, please do not interrupt the person who's speaking. No one interrupted you.
We're lying. We're not lying.
The team at the borough hall, Joe and our CFO, when our taxes go down, that's a big win. And it happened again this year. So sometimes I seem to find things that are wrong, but that's one of the brightest things that happened. But in a lot of towns that you can live in and your tax rate goes down. So let's keep up the good work.
All right, thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Councilman Maloney, I'm going to be on the, maybe on the line.
Can you hear me, Mark?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, John is present. No, sir.
Yeah, I have been here. I just couldn't get a nice word in. Okay.
Got it.
Hello, Council, and thank you in advance for taking the time to hear our request this evening. I know most of you, but if we haven't met yet, my name is Melissa, and I own a surf shop in town, Lucky Dog Surf, across the street. I also own Lucky Dog Surf School with my partner, my business partner here, Chris Steffen, which has been operating successfully in Seabright for the past 5 years. We are here today to discuss the bid for the surf school in Seabright. Currently, we are waiting on a new bid, to be put out so that we can continue our business in Seabright. But before it is put out again, we are requesting some changes as outlined in your handouts. It has been extremely difficult to plan for things long term and to ensure the viability of the business with the bid currently maxing out at 2 years. We have done some research into other towns and other successful long-standing surf schools, and we found that towns offer options to extend their lease of the beach for additional years as long as both parties have kept their terms of the contract and are in good standing with the town. This offers security and longevity of the surf schools, which means proper planning in regards to safety, staffing, training, ordering supplies, and coming up with a schedule for the next season, as well as advertising for the next season, basic, you know, keeping it in business. Every time we have to wait for the bid to come out, we halt our business in hopes a competitor isn't bidding, for example, $50 more than us, and then dismantling our whole operation. We have been the only bidder since the bid was introduced 5 years ago and have been in good standing with the town and have run things according to our contract. With the advice from the council, we even went to the planning board to secure our parking and drop-off zone in North Seabright, which ended up costing us tens of thousands of dollars in fees and lawyers just to access the beach in North Seabright for our school. The chief of police, Brett Friedman, and the beach manager, Don Klein, were both happy with how we ran things this past summer and all of the previous seasons for that matter, as a matter of fact. We have an extremely faithful client base and cater to people from Seabright, Middletown, Rumson, Fairhaven, Little Silver, Shrewsbury, etc., and have become a family staple for thousands of patrons over the years. These families trust us to run a safe educational surf program, and we have established ourselves within the community and hope to continue offering our services in the future. However, we need security to do that. It is, to say the least, anxiety-inducing knowing that all of this can be for nothing this year if we lose the bid to competitors after we have established a home here in Seabright and established a business and have worked very hard and spent a lot of money to abide by our contract with the town. In summation, we need security in order to run our business properly. So what exactly do we need the bid to address? As in your handouts there, we're asking for a 5-year contract with a yearly renewal contract based on mutual consent with a price increase of the industry standard of 3%. It's the option to extend the lease if both parties are in agreement before offering the bid out to the public. It offers us security. We would like the maximum participants to be up to 30. That just gives us more flexibility. You know, if we have private lessons going on at the same time, and we have plenty of beach to work with. We have a 3-to-1 ratio. Our contract only asks for 5-to-1, but we do better, and we just need to be able to offer. We're turning away so many people for lessons, and we would like to be able to offer them lessons.
You're getting close to 3 minutes.
Okay, almost done. The hours of operation need more flexibility to ensure we can get students in the water at safe times, which we have learned throughout our 5 years of operation, so just don't tell us when we can operate per day, because it doesn't make sense with the tides. We need certain tides to operate for surfing. And the term of contract should read year-round, excluding federal holidays, because I don't think anyone cares if we're out there in November. We really care if we're out there, like during the summer, which we got. So.
Can we do that? What she's saying is that in other towns they have this type of system where it's quite not renewable. Can we make that type of lease?
It's renewable as long as
you
other.
You can set it for a term of years, you can provide for renewal.
Okay.
There's a maximum number of years we can go to, enough time, I forget what that is. But,
okay.
So yeah, you can provide for renewal.
But at some point it's got to go back out for.
Yeah, at some point it's for that.
I mean, I'm definitely open to what Melissa is suggesting, if everybody else is, and Roger can give us that maximum about a year.
That's what I was going to say, is that, you know, Roger has their suggestions, so thank you both for coming together. So, you know, take your time reviewing it, and before we go out to bid again.
Sure. We'll get back to you, let you know how that can work.
And hopefully, maybe the next council meeting can actually vote to release the bids, if we can pull that off.
Yeah, just so, because I have to order all the boards for next year, and I'm already late doing it, and I don't want to order like 20 new boards if I don't get the bid. 6 months.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
You mentioned you ran into, I think you said, multiple thousands of legal fees.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
it
was because of the planning board. I had to hire a lawyer. So we're operating North Seabright, and we have a spot to park in North Seabright, and to park our instructors and to drop off our students safely. And to secure that spot, we had to go to the planning board and ask for a rezoning of the spot to allow for the drop off and for the parking, which we secured, but had to hire lawyers, and I went out for multiple meetings, and it was a lot of money.
But they were successful, they got the
money. Yeah, it was a lot. So, yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Mayor, would you provide me the opportunity to rebut John's statements?
No. We're not, this is not a debate, and I don't intend to rebut you either. But
I don't hear you strong.
I'm sorry? Well, I have hearing aids too, so I understand. I'll be loud. This is not a debate. You don't get the opportunity to respond to some other member of the public.
Disparaging, please. We'll know you.
Would anyone else be heard tonight? Anybody online like to be heard tonight? Oh, hearing no one else. I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
I said I would move to close the public portion, Councilman Booker.
Moving to close the public portion.
I'll second it.
Next step, we don't need to do it for this one, just remarks from the audience. So we're going to move on to the consent agenda. All right, would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items that are on this consent agenda?
I will make that motion, Mr. Mayor.
That's a remark.
I'll second.
Thanks, Sam. All right, Councilmember Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
And Lipstein?
Yes.
All right, consent agenda has been approved. All right, we're on to one item under new business for vouchers in the amount of $528,999.21. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this voucher?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right, Jack and Mark. Councilmember Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamia?
Yes.
And Lexi?
Yes.
All right, voucher list has been approved. All right, we are on to mayor and council committee comments. I can just start off quickly. I had another meeting yesterday with the mayors of Highlands and Atlantic Highlands regarding our school situation and the legislation. It was a good meeting. We're on the same page right now. And, we're obviously waiting for certain more required things like the governor signing off and a few other things. But overall, we're all in the same mindset and we're looking forward to working together on this as we go through the process over the next 14 months or so. So I'll keep you up to date on our meetings just so that we can have a productive meeting and we are all in agreement with the rough timelines moving forward and so forth. Also, it's been mentioned by checking with the chief and our paid parking this year did well. So I think the final tally was about 621 or 631.
Oh, 600. More than that, Brian. More than that.
631, I think. 630,000.
About 634, but some credit cards are still coming in, so at the end it'll be more than that. So according to Captain Arias, 634K.
That's great. I like to come on every year. Thanks for all the work every day, Chief. It was fun running around to all the kiosks and everything, but that was a big part of our last referendum and trying to justify building these buildings, and that was a big part of it. So it's nice to see that people are concerned we're underestimating how much we get from seasonal paid parking. So we're pretty conservative on that number. We're probably close to fourfold what we originally estimated. That's going to fluctuate every year, go down, but right now it's been going pretty smoothly, very few complaints. And to my knowledge, of businesses aren't even in large part of the issue with it. So thanks for another successful year. Good stuff. Anyone on council like to speak regarding their committees?
Yeah. Just an update on the court, talking to Raquel. They are now going in October to have in-person court sessions. They can only do one, if there's a trial, only one trial at a time. And so it's still going to be a long process for
sure.
But they're happy that the facility is up and running very well. There were some problems with parking tickets, and I believe it was your chief. Did you take a look at a ride for the parking areas?
I'm sorry, what was the
name? I'm sorry, Carol Smith at the court. Were you the one that took her around and showed her the parking space?
Yes. No, actually, Jim McHugh took her to show her every parking spot in the borough of Seabright. So she understood more what was legal. Yeah. She didn't quite understand people were contesting the tickets. So I think it gave her a better grip on what we were actually doing.
Yeah.
Because people call and complain every day with her
The problem she mentioned was in the parking lots that have gravel. So purpose, specifically the one that we work with the Millennium. I asked him what for the summer, where the white lines sort of disappear and people take photographs when they get a ticket. And she said they bring them in to the judge and say, there's no space marked over here. So the judge has to, or thought she had to, dismiss a number of tickets. So Carol seems maybe this coming summer we should work out a better striking plan. Other than that, things are going well over there. And I just want to mention one thing, make sure you're all aware of it here. Our firemen, six of our firemen, responded to a state call for assistance with rescuing people in the floodwaters up in Jersey. And they went up, and when they first got there, they said it was unintimidating. But then when they actually got to the houses were flooded, they were very concerned. It was quite an effort. They rescued 11 families, and we have something prepared for that they couldn't be here tonight to receive the commendation. I just want to just give everybody an update on six of our firemen up there. And two boats, you know, got one of the boats up there, and rescued 11 families that I thought at home. And I might add, they also rescued a two-legged cat.
Yeah, Chad, thanks again, buddy. You and your colleagues there. Great work. Just keep funding it.
That's all I have.
I just want to give a shout out to Don Fine for a great season.
Yeah.
He wrapped up the beach season this weekend, and he put on a great program down here. I think everybody was proud to be part of the Seabright Beach, and everything went real smooth this year. So we don't have all the numbers tallied up just yet, but we'll have that report coming real soon.
Yeah, you're right. Everything this summer, considering, you know, hopefully towards the end of the pandemic, the town runs good, the police, fire, everybody did a great job. For administration, great job. So it's a great summer, considering everything. Pretty safe, considering, too. So.
And let's not forget Public Works.
I know.
Did a phenomenal job.
They did. As always.
So it's a collaborative effort, and everybody's doing a good job.
Absolutely.
That's on my regards, but it's
Yeah, he's having a rough.
I agree with Dr. Mark rather than probably most people on the day.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Jeff or John, would you like to comment?
This is John. I'd like to make a comment. I attended the fireman's burn test up in Sagamore. Quite eye-opening. I think I know about firemen. As a kid, I wanted to be a fireman, had the fire trucks and all, but you see these young guys go into a burning building, 5 stories high, full gear, dragging those hoses, and on breathing apparatus, to get a new understanding of what they're up against and that they're a special kind of people. It was quite amazing that Chief for inviting me to be there and to the educator, the main instructor, stayed with us and explained everything that could happen. And it was really amazing. Hats off to the firemen. They did a great job. And just on the gym, working with Public Works to clear that floor in the gym, and we have some lights that are in trouble, and we're trying to see what that would take to get them corrected. And we have a good punch list of what we can do to clean up that gym and make it usable someday again when COVID is behind us and we can be out of there and have everything function. That's it. Thank
you. All right, John, thank you.
Mayor, if I may, I want to echo what John just said with respect to firemen. Jack and I had an opportunity a few months ago somewhere to go up and watch their exercises, the training, et cetera. And it's just, you have to be built a little differently to want to run a burning building of somebody that's young now. So I just think that's the great thing. And my nomination to our fire department, and I'm going to release it also. Just want to add my thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll agree with you too. Thank you. All right, I believe that is a wrap for tonight. We don't have anything for executive session. It turns out it's confirmed, Joe. So, with that being said, would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And Mark?
Second.
Sam? All right. Councilmember Booker?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamy?
Yes.